Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, guys. Welcome to the show. It's Idiot Box Radio. My name is Tori. How are you today? If it looks like I'm wearing the same shirt three shows in a row, it's because I fucking am, and because I recorded three back to back, because I'm a fucking industrious motherfucker. This show, being Idiot Box Radio, is not safe for work. It contains fucking bad words, bad situations, and generally bad times, fucking impacted with my fucking opinion on how the world should be. 48 man of action, solding fucking pictures, and getting to the fucking point of painting fruit. If you've listened to the show before, tell me what I just did wrong. Comment below. If you're used to listening to this shit, I'll just let you know right now. If you want to see me say it with fucking my lip flaps fucking opening up and down, you can watch this shit on YouTube. Just look up Idiot Box Radio. No one else will be fucking stupid enough to have my fucking name. There you go. Nice and easy. Email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. And I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day, which is probably sitting down fucking eating Doritos and thinking about the next time you can masturbate. I'm just guessing. All right. Now, something I need to talk to you about today, and it kind of pisses me off. Kind of even pisses me off that I have to be doing this show in the fucking first place. Not Idiot Box Radio its entirety, but what the fuck is going on with the fucking world? What the fuck are you young cunts doing to my fucking planet? This feel-good namby-pamby fucking look out for me, me too, woke fucking hashtag fucking culture, it's gone fucking bizarre, insane, fucking spectacularly dumb. Now, in the latest thing of the look out, something's wrong with the fucking past, there's plenty of shit wrong in the past. But the point is, it was the past. This is the thing that people are bitching about today, and it's what got my fucking goat and unleashed the fucking fury of my tonsils. After doing three shows in a row, your voice gets so fucking sore. I'm going to tell you right now. Your voice doesn't actually get sore because it's actually air just passing out from your fucking vocal cords, but they're getting sore. I'm feeling husky. And if husky is sexy, then I'm as sexy as a motherfucker. In this particular show, though, I'm going to tell you this before I wax lyrically about my appearance, which, you know, some people may fucking take to task. And you're allowed to. Put a comment below because this thing's now visual if you choose to. Otherwise, just leave me a five-star review on the podcast directory of your choice. Thanks for listening. I am going wild on the streets, and I'm bringing my fucking war of brain power against the fucking fuckwits who thought they had to complain about the fucking woke nature of the Disney classic fucking Sleeping Beauty. What the fuck is wrong with you fucking morons? In case you don't know what Sleeping Beauty is, it's a fucking story about a little kid who's born a princess cursed by a witch to die on her 16th birthday. However, guardian fairies fucking block that shit, causing her to fall into a fucking sleep that can only be woken up by fucking true love's kiss. What the fuck now? Here's the thing, and you're gonna be loving this because it fucking blows my brain pan wide the fuck open and makes me fucking doubt that anyone has got a safe place in this world anymore from the feel-good me too fucking bullshit political correctness that is going on. Any work of fiction nowadays is going to be ripped apart by some fucking self-indulgent cunt who thinks it offends them. That's life. Get over it, you fucking idiot. Wow. I cannot believe I feel such anger about this. This is a fucking fairy tale, a beautiful little story brought to life. Now here's the thing, you're going to love this. Princess Aurora, I did look it up. Fucking Maleficent. You've seen her before, and it's not fucking Angelina Jolie, it's the fucking cartoon, right? Cartoon witch curses her to die. Fairy godmother, good angels, fucking good fairies, fucking good eggs. Make sure that doesn't happen. They're like the fucking princess bodyguard team, right? But true love's kiss has to wake her up. Prince Charming, her betrothed. Now, this is the thing though. In the story, it's her betrothed, Prince Philip. Let's call him Phil. It sounds a bit better. Not like the real Prince Philip who just died, R.I.P. Phil, but Cartoon Philip, all right? Getting down with your woke dead Prince fucking culture. This Prince Phil is going to smack her on the lips with his lips, with his fucking kissing lips. He's not going to do anything in a props, but he's betrothed to her. Being betrothed, they knew who each other was. It wasn't a fucking secret. They were like, yeah, I'm okay with this. True love's kiss. But the feel good namby pamby fucking look at me woke culture fucking hashtag, I'm alert to your fucking plight, motherfucker, even though I've never fucking walked in your shoes and I'm going to fucking crack the shits every two fucking sentences. Tell you what, it pisses me off. They have alleged that fucking Sleeping Beauty is the story of a princess process that has been taken advantage of by a man because she cannot give consent to the fucking kiss. What the actual fuck is going on the fucking planet Earth that we live in? On. I wish I fucking lived under it. You fucking joy-wrecking, stupid shit sacks. It's a fairy tale with fairies in it. And guess what? They're good. They're looking after her. They're doing the right thing. And they let true love's kiss fucking happen. So what you're saying is a bunch of bad bitches, the fucking fairies, tough girls with magic nonetheless, you're saying that they let the fucking prince rape her with his fucking lips because she can't give consent to a fucking kiss that will wake her up from a curse. I would let Prince Philly fucking Phil fucking cream cheese Philly fucking kiss me on the lips if I was cursed to be unconscious for the rest of my fucking life and waste away without asking if he was going to fucking wake me up. I'd go, thank you. Thank you, dude. That's the way you had to do it. Mwah. I appreciate you, sir. Yes, I do. Unbe-fucking-leavable. This show, if you're not used to it, fuck me. If shit pisses me off, I'm going to talk about that just as fucking quickly as the fucking dumb shit that I see on the daily. People are stupid. They prove it to me every fucking day. I have got patience and understanding and fucking tolerance for almost everything other than downright belligerent stupidity. You fucking shit sacks. Crawl back in your fucking caves. Why don't you fucking set up a fucking Facebook chat group that you can all get together and fucking bitch about what fucking victims you are and stay the fuck out of my fucking fairy tales. Idiot Box Radio out.